A ruling by the Alabama Supreme Court gives fertilized eggs the same rights as children.
The decision has repercussions for reproductive health throughout the state.
Reporter Melanie Peoples in Birmingham has been following the developments. Melanie, how did Alabama's highest court get at this decision?
Well, it's all about these three couples in Alabama who had frozen embryos stored at a facility in Mobile. Everything was going along fine until another patient somehow got access to the frozen embryos and destroyed them. So the three couples to whom the embryos belong then filed a lawsuit for wrongful death. Well, a lower court ruled they couldn't do that because they said the embryos weren't people. And the Alabama Supreme Court ruled, oh, yes, they are. The state Supreme Court went so far as to call them extrauterine children. And of course, this ruling is causing a lot of concern and confusion for couples for whom in vitro fertilization is their best chance to get pregnant.
All right. How were Alabama's restrictions on abortion access applied in this case?
Well, Alabama bans abortion at any stage of pregnancy with no exceptions for rape or incest. In fact, the state has gone so far as to arrest women who either miscarry or engage in risky behaviors that could cause damage to a fetus. You know, the belief that life begins at conception is paramount to the Alabama abortion law. Moreover, the Chief Justice in this ruling says destroying that life would, quote, incur the wrath of a holy God. And the ruling wasn't even close. The judges ruled 8-1 to create this class of extrauterine children. Other states have limited wrongful death statutes to apply only to fetuses 24 weeks old or more. That's around the time that most fetuses could be considered to be viable outside the womb.
All right. So given these new restrictions, what are the options for fertility clinics?
Not many. Right now, Alabama's Medical Association says they have grave concerns about the ruling, and some clinics are saying that they would have to shut down. You know, for IVF or in vitro fertilization, fertility clinics in the U.S. prefer to harvest as many eggs as they can at a time from a woman in order to give them the best odds at pregnancy. And unless lawmakers act, that's a process that is not likely to continue in Alabama.
Melanie, any opportunity to, say, roll this back?
You know, it's really up to Alabama lawmakers what happens next. The case is unlikely to be appealed to a higher court because it was the state Supreme Court ruling based on a state law. You know, critics have long urged the legislature to spell out exactly who all falls under the state's wrongful death statute. And it's clear that the state Supreme Court says life begins at fertilization, and it doesn't matter whether that life is in a woman's uterus or in a freezer in a fertility clinic in Mobile. And should the state legislature fail to define that, it could soon become a crime in Alabama to destroy frozen embryos, which could ultimately mean them being frozen forever, because it's not clear yet if those frozen embryos could even be donated to other states or to science, because again, they have the same protection as children. The irony here is that the very lawsuit filed by the three couples who were upset when their embryos were destroyed may end up making it way more difficult for Alabamians who are struggling to conceive naturally.
That's Melanie Peoples in Birmingham. Melanie, thanks.
Thank you.